So let's review. Our Mishnah continues with Admin's third ruling. Zok the Mishnah, Ha'paisig ma'ois lachasanoi u'poshat lo yisarego. A man promised his son lo dowry, and after he gave kedushin, the father retracted, which is expressed as stretching out his foot. The Chacham say, Teshiv ad shetal ben reisha. The son-in-law is not obligated to marry her, and he can let her wait indefinitely. Admin Eimer, Yechayli hi shetaymar, ilu ani pasakti la'atzmi, ishev ad shetal ben reisha. Akshav she'aba pasak, mani yechayli la'asis, oikonos oipater. Admin disagrees and says that the son-in-law must either marry her or give her a get, because she claims that she can only be compelled to wait for her promise, but not for her father's promise. Amar Rabbi Gamliel, Royan the Yesdiri Admin, Rabbi Gamliel agrees with Admin. The Gemara cites a braisa which contradicts our Mishnah. Loi nechleku Admin v'chacham ala poisig mois lechasoni u'poshat lo yisaregel. Both Admin and the Chacham agree. When the father promised the dowry that the son-in-law must either marry her or give her a get, because she claims, Abba pasuk alai mani yichoy lasis. Aman nechleku al shapaski hi al atzma. The machlekes is only where she promised the dowry. The Chacham say, Teshavet shetal ben reisha. He's not obligated to marry her. Admin says, Yechayli hi shetaymar, kisvurani sha'ab ben noisin alai. V'achshav she'in ab ben noisin alai, mani yichoy lasis, ikonis epater. And the son-in-law is obligated to either marry her or give her a get, because she claims that she only promised on the assumption that her father would give the dowry. But she's not committed to her promise when her father does not give the dowry. The Gemara explains that the braisa only refers to bigdayla, a mature woman, in which the Chacham say, Teshavat shetal ben reisha, as the Shita Mekubetz explains, because tonight, a mature woman's promise is effective. Of a bikatana, when a minor promises a dowry, the Chacham agree that kaifen labal litin get. The son-in-law is compelled to give a get, as the Shita Mekubetz explained, because ein maisa katana klum, a minor promise is not effective. The Gemara continues, Amr Bitzchak ben Elazar mishmei dechizkiya. Kol mokim sha'amar Rabbi Gamliel. Roini is divri admin, halacha kemaisa. Up to this point, we had three rulings of admin, and in all of them, Rabbi Gamliel agrees with him, and therefore the halacha follows admin as opposed to the chacham. However, in the following four rulings of admin, Rabbi Gamliel does not agree with him, and therefore the halacha does not follow admin, but rather the opinion of the chacham. The next Mishnah continues with admin's fourth ruling. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'ayr ala sadev hu chasim ola ba'eid. Reuven, the ma'ar, claims that the field in the possession of Shimon, the muchzik, is his because the muchzik bought it from a meicher who stole it from the ma'ar. However, the ma'ar was one of the witnesses who signed in the shtar mechira, the sale document. Admin neimer, hasheni naichli v'arishin kasha emenu. Admin says that the ma'ar can still claim the field because he can claim that he only signed the sale document because he believed it will be easy to get his field back from the muchzik, an easy person, rather than from the meicher, a difficult person. The Chacham say that the Ma'ar relinquished his claim, because as Rashi explains, by signing the shtar without protest, he indicated that he has no claim on this field. Abaye explains, Leishanu elo eid. The Mishnah only refers to a case in which the Ma'ar was a witness, in which we say, because he certainly noticed his field mentioned in the shtar, because eino eidim chayismin al shtar, elim kein karu. An aid only signs on the shtar after he reads it. Avotayin. However, the ma'ar was a dayin, a judge that signed the shtar for kim shtaris, validating the aidim signatures, lo yibir ezechusay, because he can claim that he did not notice his field mentioned in the shtar. Because hadayyanim chesin avapish lekaru, a dayin may sign the shtar without reading the text. He's merely verifying the signatures. The Mishnah continues. However, asu simen la'achar yibir ezechusay. If the muchzik sold another field to a lekayach, and he referred to the disputed field as his own, by stating in the shtar that the sold field adjoins my field, and the ma'ar signed the shtar, admin agrees that ibr ezechusay, because the ma'ar cannot claim asheni noichli barishin kashemenu, because the disputed field did not change hands. Abai explains loishanu el la'achar, that the Mishnah only refers to a case in which the muchzik sold the field to another person, in which admin agrees that ibir ezechusay, avala atzmoi lo ibir ezechusay. In a case in which the muchzik sold the field to the ma'ar, admin holds lo ibir ezechusay because, to amar, The Ma'ar claims that if he did not keep quiet, the Muchzik would retract from the sale. And the Ma'ar could not have been Maisa Maida, protested quietly to aid him without the Muchzik knowing, because Chavruch, Chavr Islay, Bechavr de Chavruch, Chavr Islay. His protest would spread from mouth to mouth until it becomes known to the Muchzik, who would retract the sale. And the next Mishnah continues with Admin's fifth ruling. It's like the Mishnah. Misha halach lemedina sayam v'abde derech sedeyo. A landowner traveled abroad, and he discovered upon his return that his path was in one of the surrounding fields, but he does not remember in which field. Admin oimer, yelech lebiktsara. Admin says that Reuven can reclaim his path, in which he only receives the shortest way. V'chacham oimer, yiknu loy derech b'mei amano, o yifrach ba'aver. The Chacham say that he cannot reclaim his path. Rather, he must either purchase another pathway, even for a steep price of 100 mana, or he can fly in the air. Rava explains, where four people now own the surrounding fields. Both Admin and Chacham agree that yiknu leiderech b'mei mana or yifrach ba'aver, as Rashi explains, because kol chad matchile, darkach lav gaboyhu, each current landowner can claim your path is not in my field. Ki pligi b'chad de'asim mekarech arba. The machlekes is in the case in which one person now owns the surrounding fields, which he purchased from four people. Admin holds yelich lebiktara. The current single owner must give him the shortest way, because he claims mikol makim darka isli gabach. My path is definitely in one of your fields. However, the chacham hold, because the present landowner can claim, ishaskis shaskis. If you surrender your claim, I will sell you a path for a cheap price. But if you maintain your claim, I can return the fields to the previous four owners, to whom you have no claim, because each one can push you off.